Let's check now what's been happening in the futures markets. Dan Zwicker is with us from CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Good afternoon, Todd.
What a beautiful day it here is here in the Midwest. How about in your part of the world?
It's a little cooler, but it's still, you're still in New Orleans. it's humid, but it's not all that bad, really.
Yeah, you're the one that moved there, man. It's just you.
Yes, I know.
Are you coming? But you're coming back north next week, though, aren't you?
Yes, I'm coming up north. Going to do a few meetings in Illinois next week. So I was just checking to see if I needed to bring my winter coat or not.
It's not that cold. It's beautiful weather. Any place you'll be that we can have folks drop in and see? Or
I'm going to be at Sangamon County Farm Bureau at their steak fry on Wednesday evening. So if you're a Sangamon County Farm Bureau member, you might want to call in and make your reservation so they got enough steaks for you. But I will be there. I don't know if they probably hear too much of us in Springfield.
They probably do. WHOW out of Clinton makes it a little, probably into that way, and certainly out of Taylorville, WTIM, which carries the program, also does. So.
Okay, so they're probably hearing some of that. But, I'll be there Wednesday evening.
All right, good. Well, they can contact the Sangamon County Farm Bureau and have a little steak and listen to what you have to say about the marketplace. Let's hear what you have to say today. You know, for a while you were feeling awfully friendly to the marketplace for corn, and then she turned lower on you. What do you say at this point?
Well, from what I can understand what is going on with the crop, there's no doubt about it. The crop is, or at least the trade perceives the crop is getting bigger. And wouldn't be surprised to see some of these private estimates come out. I think FC Stone's out sometime this afternoon. Informa Economics is going to be out tomorrow with, a yield maybe in the upper 150s. USDA's at 156, I think. And that was just an armchair guess when they made that there for the last report. And the trade feels that USDA is so optimistic on the demand side of the equation that actually any kind of yield above 150 is going to build inventory. Now, that may be going to the extremes because we do have some good demand going on. I mean, these lower prices in both corn, new crop corn and soybeans seems to be stirring up at least some export interest. Both corn and soybean sales were 1 million tons here this morning for the past week. So that is at least supporting encouragement that maybe at the end of the day, maybe demand won't be quite as bad as what the trade was working here over the past couple of months. But the weather forecasts, which basically have turned just cool, the eastern half has had the greatest share of the rain this year. So everybody feels pretty comfortable with that eastern corn crop. The western corn crop has had some difficulty getting rain into it. I think the current meteorologists want to kind of put a central Iowa rain in it and have that move across the Midwest into Ohio over the next few days. If that is realized, that's going to help out some pollination in Iowa, and that's going to help beans continue to set pod. So anytime we get close to a government report, especially the volatility that we've seen in government reports, we have a strong tendency of people wanting to move to the sidelines, and I think we saw some of that here today, getting ready for this string of private crop estimates and USDA's report, I guess, a week from Monday.
Yeah, I have a different sort of question for you. I know you watch the charts and you deal with them, and you've always told me that the charts tell you where you're going to go. The fundamentals are the reason why it goes there. So I have a different question for you. When you look out into the coming year, and if you're satisfied maybe that the crop, at least the corn crop in the United States, is made, relatively speaking, and will be, I don't know, 13.5 to 14 billion bushels or whatever number you're working with. Can you see demand being better than what USDA has projected at this point?
Well, I think it could be, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to make a difference.
I was grasping for a straw, Dan.
right at the moment, anyway, the general thinking is that we're going to have a carryout somewhere around 1.9, give or take 100 million bushels. It's been quite a while since we've had something around 1.9.
Right.
I don't think 1.9 is quite as bad as it was 20 years ago when you have when you're using maybe 13 billion bushels worth of corn, 12 to 13, depending upon maybe 13.5, depending upon once we get our demand back in line. But the higher prices, what we experienced here over the past 3 to 4 years, accomplished what high prices do, and that is to reduce demand in some areas and then increase production worldwide. Very similar to what we saw in the early 70s when we took soybeans to 12.96 or something like that, I think, on a high, and then we took corn to $4.74 and whatnot. So, you know, within a couple years of those higher prices, we were swimming in corn and soybeans, and then we were back into the back then, we still had grain reserves and set aside acres and all that kind of stuff. I'm not too sure that's going to come around again, but I also know that what goes around comes around. South America had a perfect weather season last year and just grew a humongous crop. It's going to be a competitor all the way into the first part of next year. And then, they start harvesting a new crop again in April, May. So we are going to have some problems, I think, selling our product simply because supplies around the world, at least at the moment, are fairly adequate to maintain the price levels that we've maybe grown accustomed to over the past 3 or 4 years. I'm not one in the camp that we're going to go back sharply lower, but markets prices have a tendency to go down below cost of production when we're in surplus years, and that would be my guess over the next year or two.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much, and good luck making your way north, and say hi to the folks in Sangamon County. That's a really nice brand new building there.
It sure is.
All right. Thanks much.
Thank you. Bye.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.